Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Lisa, give me the night. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jay Spoon until 6. And as you know, on air, through your speaker system, you will hear us, you hear Andy James on traffic, you hear Nicholas Tatham on sport, Danae's on news. But obviously, there's a whole team of people who work behind the scenes to make the magic happen. And we are currently on the hunt for a new team member here.
Yes, so this means, guys, we are going to embark on a journey to find someone who is going to add value to Stacey and Jay Spoon. And of course, you know, management thought we should be a part of the interview process.
Naturally.
And obviously, we need to be asking questions, because if you ask the right questions, you get the right answers that will determine whether this person should be here or not. But we're thinking of maybe having a bit of fun with it. So we're not going to go the corporate route. We're gonna involve you to ask the questions that may give us the answers we need relating to hiring this person for Stacey and Jay Spoon.
And what we need you to do is, when we say we would like for you to suggest a question for us to ask these actual people. How many CVs? They're like 90-odd CVs, right?
About 100 now.
Yeah, so we are literally going to have to do this. Imagine yourself at an establishment, and whoever you've gone to this establishment with has gone to the bathroom or something, and you're left alone at a table, and some random person comes on over to you. They always introduce themselves first. Maybe they're offering to buy you a drink, and then they ask you something that is so left of center that you're like, what?
Yeah, and
that's the question we're looking for. That's the one.
So if you were in the position of hiring this person to join Stacey and Jay Spoon, you know Stacey and Jay Spoon, you've been listening for many, many years.
And we're wilding.
We're wilding. Say that again. What's that one question, according to you, that they absolutely have to answer? It could be weird. It could be very deep. Up to you. Or it could be like literally just left.
Yeah. Sunshine or roses, you know, it's entirely up to you, but let us know and we will absolutely ask these people.
Come on.
And potentially record their answers with their consent, of course. Share 0617929495. The one question we should be asking people in interviews. Go as wild as you want to go.
Do you know what a bragadia is?
Well, no, officer, not today. Not today.
That was embarrassing. If you're listening to this and you're like, eish. Yeah, and it's me. I'm the single lady. Sorry, ne? Valentine's has passed.
And in our defense, we didn't play during peak traffic time, because that's when you're in the car with your boo.
Yeah.
The song comes on, and then you can feel the eyes burning holes into the side of your head.
It's time.
Exactly.
When are you going to put a ring on it?
Exactly. And speaking of it's time, we are currently in a hiring process. Look at us go in this economy.
Can you believe it, Stacey? Hey, we are those people. Not only are we giving away money, we're also giving away opportunities for people to take care of their families.
You know what? Saints. I'm telling you, saints. But for reals, we are looking for a new team member, somebody who'll work behind the scenes. And I don't know why someone in HR was like, you know what would be a vibe? Is if we got Stacey and Jay Spoon to sit in on the interviewing process. So we don't want to just sit there and stare at people blankly down that Zoom call where, you know, you're just actually looking at yourself in that little cubicle, but you're not actually looking at the person. We want to bring something to the table. We want to ask this person, these people, these potential new colleagues, friends, Stacey and Jay Spoon family members, just kind of weed out like what's going on there. We want to ask them something pertinent, something that's going to make them feel something, something that'll make them react. And we're looking for your advice. And it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. So what's that one question they absolutely have to answer in order to qualify to be a part of the Stacey and Jay Spoon gang? And this is what Alicia had to say.
Hi, guys. It's Alicia. So one question I think you should definitely ask in the interviews for your new producer is if they feel like having Alicia around would be beneficial. And Alicia is me. And the answer should be yes, because I'm part of the Drive Hive. I've been for the events. I got the free tattoo. So I feel like the answer is yes.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
All right. There you go.
So Alicia just...
she made it about herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is very Stacey and Jay Spoon. Guys, we're basically middle management now.
We're doing the things, guys. Please respect us.
Yeah, so for anybody who ever thought Jay and I only work for 3 hours, lies.
All day.
Lies, okay?
All day.
And part of our new KPIs for 2025...
is to find someone.
Yeah, so now we have to... we're going
to
interview someone who will ultimately join the Stacey and Jay Spoon team, one of our producers behind the scenes, and we were asking you, KZN, to lean in and to think... What question could Jay and I ask so that we come across as serious people, people who are not stupids, people who are invested in the product, so on, ETCs and blah, blah, blahs, but also ideally something that will make this person have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of nothing, and then people found their groove, I believe.
Yeah, so I'd like to just add one question here, Stacey. I don't know about you, because this person is going to have to talk to us a lot.
Yes.
Do you floss?
Mm.
That's a good one. See? Do you floss? If you're not a flosser, we can't hang out.
Dental health is very important to
this team. It is chicken and dental health.
It is one of the pillars of this relationship. Yeah, chicken and dental floss. And if those two things don't go hand in hand, we don't know what to tell you. So, asked you for suggestions, for random interview questions. Well done, guys.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Lenore. This is the CV lady. And I think the best question that you should ask a potential candidate would definitely be, why should we employ you for this job? And what you're assessing is you're basically assessing the energy.
Stacey and Uncle Spoo are aware. So I absolutely 100% agree with Alicia that her and I should be a team on this and give off that Stacey and Jay Spoo vibe, you know?
Stacey and Jay Spoo. So the question I would ask would be situation based. So I would ask, if you were driving to work and you saw Stacey Norman on the side of the road with a flat tire, and you realize she will be late for work because she has a flat tire, do you stop and help her and then you're potentially both late for the show, or do you leave her to be helped by someone else and get to work on time?
That's giving Matt's paper three.
I don't know if this question was posed to me. Never mind.
I'd be doing voice notes from the side of the road. Still here.
I'm not going to respond. I like working here. It's all good.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.